This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is November the 24th, 2013.
Linus! What's up, D-Dog? What's happening, Linus,
baby? DigitalDarren.com, we doing the... This not a Picks and Kicks. We got that coming this week, too. But this is just a all Jameis Winston podcast. Linus himself is a huge Florida State fan. And with all this commotion surrounding him and them, we just want to talk about it, get his thoughts and opinions on it, and where do we go from here? Is that all right?
That's cool. All
right, so first thing, from my understanding, this happened last year in 2012 when he was basically a red shirt. He was messing with a young lady.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's saying he raped her or whatever. But there are conflicting stories in it. And one of the stories is that him and the girl were fooling around, but it always was consensual sex.
Yeah.
And that now that he's become a superstar, the girl was mad that she wasn't his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then the other stories were that the girl was just in a room with some friends and he may have had sex with her in front of the friends. And she's feeling ashamed about that now. What are some of the things you heard?
Yeah, I heard the first one you named, that they were, you know, fooling around a little bit. You know, the man girlfriend was coming into town and she wanted him to stay the night with him. And he couldn't stay the night because his girlfriend was coming to town.
First, shout out to your girlfriend, because that little young lady is a bad style. Young lady, exactly. Yes, young stallion. If I was 10 years younger, it'll be younger.
Sam and Whistle will kick your ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But, man, you know what I mean? It's a situation, man, I don't think nobody in this world would want to be put in. You know what I mean? From Kobe Bryant, Ben Roethlisberger, nobody... I don't give a damn if you're a regular and stuff. You know what I mean? You don't have to be an athlete, but you ain't got to be an athlete. But, I mean, like I say, rapist. Who the hell wants to be labeled as a, you know what I mean, sexual assaulter or sexual offender, anything like that? I mean, that's just crazy, man. Especially, like, if that's not your thing. You know what I mean? I mean, we do have some sick motherfuckers out here, some sick people out here.
But yeah, he one of them dudes in Florida State. He should be able to get whatever pussy he wants from the wife or the mayor to the on down to whoever.
This man is, I mean.
He like the mayor of Florida or the city, right? So
right now he is. But back then, like I say, it's still Florida State. Florida State, you have been to Tallahassee. Tallahassee got some beautiful ladies down there. That's all I'm going to say. Beautiful ladies. And I don't think these football players, basketball, I don't think no athlete in Tallahassee got to worry about anything going.
Yeah, because they got the FSU cleat chasers, right?
Yeah, that's another rumor that they had. She was a part of her little friends called herself the FSU cleat chasers.
Yeah, so if you're on Instagram or Twitter, you can look up the FSU cleat chasers hashtag, and it will come up with a whole bunch of girls who are groupies trying to get football players. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, that's what sources say, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So let's start with this. What does it mean to them right now? They just won 80-14 last night, and a big win versus Idaho. The media, Tupac said the best, the media is full of dirty tricks because they were making some type of pictures of him at first they used to show all the pictures. You made this point to me, and it's right. At first all the pictures of him used to be him smiling, being a young juvenile, you know, just jovial, very happy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And now it seems like they catch all the pictures of him frowning, looking very dubious or whatever. And I guess it's sensationalism, but, you know.
Yeah, I done it. Look at me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a dirty player.
Exactly. I'm dirty, you know what I'm saying? I think he got mad at the ref one time. They focused in at that. Then him and Jimbo were kind of not on the same page one time. And they got at him on that too, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were trying to really make him look like he's not a good kid anymore.
Yeah.
But what does it mean moving forward for y'all? That you guys have serious national championship
aspirations. They really going to have to stay focused, man. You know what I mean? They really going to have to stay behind Jameis Winston, you know what I mean? And like I say, find out what's really going on down there. But you got to have your teammates back, you know what I mean? Like I said, this time and this moment right now, man, he really need his teammates, his family. He need everybody around, coaching staff. He need everybody right now, man.
Yeah, and y'all have done a good job. When he came out yesterday, FSU gave him a standing round of ovation. So I think everybody's behind him. And that's a good thing if he didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And before we move in further, let's preface this and just say, you know, right now two lives have the possibility. Somebody's life is going to be messed up. Either he did it and the young lady's life is messed up, or she's lying and, you know, he's going through a whole bad period in his life for something that he didn't do. And, you know, you never want that for either one of them. So, you know, I'm hoping it between the two, I'd rather be her lying just because, you know, that damage isn't long term, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I hope he didn't rape, or I hope he didn't, you know, get himself in a forceful situation with her.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, man, I can't label anybody a raper. You know what I mean? Like I said, with James Winston on scene, like, I mean, he's a college athlete, man. I mean, I just don't understand how a college athlete could take ass. You know what I mean? Like, it's given to you.
Yeah. We got some wise words yesterday. One of our favorite people said that in college, there's no such thing as taking pussy. It's pretty much all of it's consensual.
Consensual. Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, all the time, because a lot of these people just now starting to get out on their own. And now they can have sex like they want to and stuff like that. So all of it is consensual. And then maybe when they get caught, that's when they try to, you know, run back and say it was something else or whatever.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You want to keep that nice girl image, or, you know, things that you didn't want your parents to find out. You get to college, you know what I mean? You're in a dorm with your homegirls or whatever, you know. Get a chance to wild out. So, hey, I don't think this guy. I mean, like I said, from what I don't think he really did. Like I said, I just think if somebody got pissed off about something, you know what I mean?
I hope that's all it is, because that's, like I say, that's the best effect for everybody.
Yeah.
But then, you know, we talked about, you know, previous, what you guys have in future aspirations. What a lot of people don't know is that you guys had a star backup in Jacob Coker.
Yeah.
And he's hurt. And so you have McGuire. I forgot you could tell me his name, but you guys, McGuire is who is the backup now. And if you have to go to war with him, you know what I'm saying, it's not really looking good for you guys.
Yeah, it's going to look like it's going to be a long battle. But, you know what I mean, like I said, he got same as Winston, though. You know what I mean? Winston is a great leader, but he got a lot of good soldiers surrounding him. So, you know what I mean, it makes a whole lot easier sometimes. But I don't think that even with the great talent surrounding, you know what I mean, McGuire, I don't know if he can get the job done, you know what I mean, making the throws like Winston, or, you know, probably getting the troops together, lead them into battle. I don't think he can do that at this moment.
But, that kind of leads to the next point. When we were looking at the game yesterday, they were saying that if Winston does get charged, he's immediately suspended from the team.
Yeah.
But they said they have special provisions where, in special cases, you know, they throw the rule book out the window and he could still play.
Yeah.
Is this a case now where it's a special provision with you guys being so close to the national championship and such, you know, media fanfare going with you guys, that if you were the president or the decision makers, would you let him play through all this if he got charged?
I mean, to be honest, like I said, it's a tough decision, because somebody's going to be hurt. Somebody's going to lose. You know what I mean? Like I say, either he done it or he or she's lying. So, you know what I mean? You got a daughter, you know what I mean, who could be around here that actually got raped or got her stuff took, or you got a son who's been falsely accused. You know what I mean? And, I mean, it's just tough, man. It's a tough call to make, man.
Ultimately, who do you think makes the call? Do you think the president makes it, Jimbo makes it, the AD maker? Who do you think makes the call?
They waiting on the court, right? I mean, they waiting on the judge right now.
So let's play a hypothetical. Because if he's not charged, then life goes on as normal, right?
Yeah.
Let's say he gets charged.
Yeah.
If you were in that situation, what would you do? If you were, like, the decision making that situation, would you sit him or would you play him?
I mean, you're going to have to sit him, man, if he get charged. But, I mean, don't wrongly accuse this guy. You know what I mean? Don't make no decision off. You know what I mean?
This is just hypothetical. I'm just asking, like, if it was you.
I mean, you're going to have to sit him, man. You know what I mean? It's on the right, man. You're going to have to sit him.
Yeah, I think that's the the situation he puts it in. Like, I'm sure they've had a talk with him and said, you know, what have you done? What is this? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I think that with that being said, that, you know, they know how to approach this cautiously. Again, I'm with you. If it's me and he did get charged, he has to sit until they prove that, you know, is he, until the court process goes through.
Yeah.
And I think the bad thing about it is that the guy said he won't. You guys have a lot of football left because you guys be playing, you know, assuming everything goes like it should go. You guys be playing in late January.
Yeah.
And so the prosecutor said he won't come out until probably at the earliest, you know, December, and say whether he'll charge him or not. So, you know, that whole thing will be lingering on you guys' head during the Florida game, even though they're not that good. It's still going to be lingering because the media is just going to keep playing this and all this. And it's going to be over you guys' head at least going into the ACC championship game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody want to know what's really going on.
Have you heard anything about it specifically?
I've been reading little bits here and there about him, man. You know what I mean? Just really just trying to get, you know what I mean, a clear understanding on what the sources. I mean, hearing a couple of different sources, a couple of different point of views here and there about, you know what I mean, she could be charged, you know what I mean, for falsely accusing or a false report. And I think her lawyer came out with a statement saying that she was raped. So, I mean, it's a rape. But, I mean, I don't understand that, man. You know what I mean? Like I say, somebody's telling the truth, somebody's not telling the truth. But,
yeah.
We'll have to see, man.
Yeah. So let's say this. You said if it's true, you know what I'm saying, you got to suspend them. I agree with that 100%.
You know what I mean? Like I said, I hate to say it. Like I said, because
this is one of you guys' better seasons in a long time, or whatever.
Yes. And I was, I'd be very hurt, man. But like I say, don't just suspend the kid, man, off some humbug. Like,
yeah, let the courts do, let the people who get paid to do their job, yeah, do their job.
I mean, I get behind everything. You know what I mean? Like, just don't go out and just make another, you know what I mean? I hate to say it, but Trayvon Martin case, you know what I mean? When somebody just gets off the hook, you know what I mean? Like I said, go out and do, you know what I mean? Check through everything thoroughly, man. Make sure, you know what I mean, that everybody's telling the truth, you know what I mean? And just go from there.
So another interesting part of this is the Heisman race. With Jameis Winston, it's the front runner. Can they give him the Heisman with this over his head?
I mean, yeah, from on the field, action, I mean, I don't see why not. Like, you got people like Robert Smith out here talking about they need to know what's going on. I mean, vote for the kid for what he's doing on the field, man. Like, don't just go off allegations like, oh, he's been looked in, he's been accused of a sexual assault charge. Like,
but Reggie Bush shows you too, it's more than just what you do on the field. It's kind of a full personal war, meaning on and off the field, right?
Yeah.
So let's say he does get charged, can you vote for him for the Heisman then?
I mean, I think he still should get a vote. You know what I mean? I mean, here, Johnny Manziel was suspended before the season started last year.
I think the only thing Manziel has been guilty of is being an obnoxious asshole. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just surprised because, like, I don't think there's any post in America who will vote for him if he gets charged.
I'm pretty sure nobody's going to vote for him if he gets charged.
But right now, it's kind of a hard position because this Heisman class is weaker than ever. And right now, with Manziel losing again and with
Mariota
pretty much out of it and with, you know, the only
they lost yesterday.
Really, the only person left is Winston and A.J. McCarron, and nobody in the country believes McCarron is a Heisman winner. And so this would really be
his Heisman. This might be his year, yeah.
I mean, this was really Winston. This is Jameis Winston's Heisman to lose, essentially. And, you know, there's nothing on the field that would say he should lose it, you know what I'm saying? But you just don't want anything like this to be on the field.
Yeah.
And so my prediction is that this charge gets dropped and that everything, you know, will go on as normal. One thing I did disagree with was that people threatening the young lady. If she, you know what I'm saying, if she felt like she was raped, you know what I'm saying, she should be able to come forward, not show her face in public, but she should be able to come forward and not worry about people saying, hey, the season is going too good, don't come. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was kind of despicable because anybody who has a mother, a daughter, a sister, a loved one who's a female wouldn't want that to happen to their loved one.
You know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you raped and you that hurt, you know what I mean? Like you knew who the accuser was. I mean, not the accused, but you knew who the rapist was from the jump. You know what I mean? Like, she's saying that she didn't know who he was. First, you said he was 5'9", 5'11". But the whole time, they say that you knew who Jameis Winston was. They said he even got pictures of her and Jameis Winston in the club.
For real?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Does race have a part to play with this at all?
It might come out, because I've been reading a couple of, you know what I mean?
Yeah, comments, we both saw like a conspiracy thing, because she's the idea is that she's a young white lady. Not really sure 100%.
Yeah, she's white.
That's one of the things, right? She's white. He's black. I mean, we're still in the South, so you know, you never know how that goes or whatever. But no. Trick Daddy said it best. Me and Calhoun said on another podcast, you win the BCS title, you still a you know what I'm saying? So just tread lightly with that.
Well, hey, man. If you win that BCS title, you're going to be my I don't give a damn what these folks say about you, man.
If he win the BCS title, does it just magically go away from
No, this ain't going to never go away.
ESPN ain't going to let it go away either.
I mean, like I said, it might eventually fade away. Winning cures everything, you know what I mean? So like I say, Kobe Bryant, you know, you don't hear too many people mention that what happened in Denver unless he goes back to Denver. You know what I mean? Ben Roethlisberger, I mean, he's done it twice.
Yeah.
I mean, like I say, I just hate for the young kid, you know what I mean, that some people would be looking at him or making jokes about him being a sexual assaulter, you know what I mean, for the rest of his life. So,
yeah.
I mean, hey, go out there and win, man.
One of the things that was said about this was that Nick Saban is the one who got the ball rolling on this. What were your thoughts on that?
I actually thought it was something like somebody from Alabama probably dug deep and probably checked it out. You know what I mean?
Wouldn't Ohio State be the one who does that more so than Alabama? Because Alabama's pretty much, if they went out there Princeton, they already in the national championship, right?
Yeah.
So when Ohio State has more to gain from a Florida State loss than Alabama does. So wouldn't it be, that theory makes sense, but I would point that theory to somebody at Ohio State as opposed to somebody from Alabama.
Yeah. So true that.
Yeah, those are the type of games people want to play with the championship. You know what I'm saying?
It'll be all bush. The first ever BCS bowl game, Florida State played Tennessee. Chris Winkie goes out with a neck injury. We played Florida and Chris Winkie ended up getting hurt. Going into the national championship game with Marcus Allison, and we lose the game just barely because this guy couldn't lead us to a can of water. Cup of water here. So, I mean, like I said, I hope it's not a repeat of the last ever BCS Bowl.
From the first BCS Bowl.
Yeah, from the first. You know what I mean?
I never thought of that.
Like I said, man, let's go out here, man. You know, make it happen, man. Free Winston, man.
So, those your final thoughts?
Yeah, man. I mean, like I said, I think the kid is innocent. You know what I mean? Like I said, I don't think there's nowhere in hell a college athlete in the United States of America is taking ass from any female, white, black, Spanish, I don't give a damn who it is. The first day you step on campus, you getting laid. And everybody knows that. I didn't even go to school.
I could have been there. And I got laid all the time. So I understand that. And I was a scrub on the football team that was sorry. And I still was getting laid like nobody's business.
So I could have been a college athlete, I think, if I wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Do you think you would have got laid a lot?
But I would have been laid. Laid and laid.
I was missing practice because I was getting laid.
Mayonnaise. I don't give a fuck, but I spread it out.
That's the type of play I was. I was missing practice because I was out here getting laid by different girls. But anyway, last words before we wrap this up?
Man, go nose, man. Fuck these people, man. Free Winston, man. Even though you're innocent, free Winston anyway, goddamn it. Get off his nuts.
Hey, that sums it up. In conclusion, I hope that this situation comes to an amicable conclusion. And I hope that the young lady can, you know, recover her life back. And I hope Winston didn't do it and he can recover his life back.
I think she's going to be fine because there were pictures showing that after the incident, she was out there styling and profiling right after the, she said she had been raped. So, hey, look into it, man.
Everybody, enjoy the games this week. Hope Florida State can stay on track. And remember to listen to DigitalDarren.com and make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yep.
And check us out on Stitcher and iTunes. Download the Stitcher app. Search for Digital Darren. Same thing with iTunes. Search for Digital Darren. Subscribe to the podcast. Comment, rate it. Listen. Share it on Facebook and all that again. And we thank you for that. Till next time. And remember, we got one more podcast coming this, at least another college football podcast coming this week where we do our picks and kicks.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Linus.